I'm just going to say, you are very much like a toddler, right? You have to have things your way. You have to do your thing. Yeah. And no matter how much it pisses off everyone else around you, you just keep doing it. Well, I think asshole
thinks it's funny.
They weren't talking to me, the internet. I was being good.
Good evening.
You're never good. You were enjoying
it. I just was, and fucking everyone heard it.
Welcome back to Boomerex tonight, your nearly daily source for news and politics. Let me introduce Mr. Boomerex himself.
No, I'm going to boycott the show. You were mean to me.
He's the boomer. And asshole.
I was good and quiet, and you heard it.
He's the millennial.
You didn't.
And I am Risen Lady Heathen, a female millennial. Now, they both eat, sleep, and breathe politics, and I'm learning. We want to give you this information from each point of view at our literal round table. Let's dig right into our headlines. World record lightning. Tell me about this.
Well, anyway, they're going to be a series of these, right? Because the... We used to look for them from the ground.
Yeah.
Now we're looking from the sky. So,
okay, so we're going to see more.
We're going to see more and bigger. Well, I remember flying up the West Coast one night and watching the cloud-to-cloud lightning and thinking, damn, some of those are miles long. And, well, it turns out there is a new world record lightning bolt. It covered 477 miles.
Damn.
So I assume this is a discharge of cloud to cloud.
Right. Got
it. It travels in the... Anyway, so it spread across Mississippi, Louisiana, and Texas. The previous record was 440 miles, in case you were interested.
I was.
So anyway, lightning very rarely extends over 10 miles and usually lasts less than a second. Right? Well, certainly the lightning bolts we're familiar with, right? Kerblam! Yeah, I got it, right? One gigantic flash and so on. But there's also a new record duration of 17.1 seconds.
Wow. That would creep me out if I ever saw a lightning flash last that long.
Yeah.
It's like seeing a shooting star that lasts longer than a couple of seconds. You're like, fuck, it's still going.
Yeah. Anyway, these records typically come from places that have huge thunderstorms, like, you know, the middle of America and so a similar, you know, high plateau in Argentina, right? So, where you get great big storms that build up and so on. So, anyway, we'll see. But looking for them from the sky, we should expect to see more and better.
But I feel like we've been doing that for a while.
We haven't been looking at them from the sky for very long.
Oh, that's
right. And that's you're going to see bigger ones from the sky.
I just know that my weather app has a lightning tracker and it does that from the satellites. When it sees lightning, it'll upload it and say flash lightning there. So.
Yeah. All right. So let's see what's down. Oh, yeah.
So tell me about Rudy lied to stay out of jail.
Well, he didn't. So there's a new bombshell report, right? That Trump was trying very hard to overthrow the 2020 elections, right?
With some caveats, but yeah.
Yeah. So he begged Rudy Giuliani to call the Department of Homeland Security and ask about having the military seize voting machines.
Which they had already screwed up by saying he was the personal lawyer of the president and not a White House counsel.
Yeah, absolutely. So anyway, and they wrote a bunch of executive orders. We've got a record of those.
I noticed they were trying very hard to avoid having Trump actually give the order of seize.
That appears to be the,
right. The old Sierra game, like,
Trump doesn't
pick a verb.
Go to jail
or
be hanged.
Like, use military on election. Like, Trump does not
rid me of this troublesome.
That's exactly what he did, and no one would.
Yeah.
So, Rudy lied to get Trump out of jail? I'm confused.
The news breaks.
Yeah.
And Giuliani counseled against it and said a military coup would not fly.
Good.
And said, no, thank you. Well, again,
he's not wrong.
Rudy's not completely stupid. He knows what's illegal. And he knows the kind of things that will absolutely, for surezies, get you prosecuted and jailed.
He has likely had more than one drunk conversation with somebody who explained how bad a firefight inside a military unit would be.
Yeah.
And this is how you get that kind of schism.
The important thing to remember here is that this occurred at a time well after the election when we already knew there was no fraud
whatsoever. That's what's
going to
screw the kids. Yep.
Right. So there were no good faith efforts here at all. That's what we're trying to find. Fraud. Yeah,
that's why the electors are all doomed. Right. Yeah.
So, again, they were trying to overturn the election.
Yes, if they had started this November 5th, they'd have been fine-ish. Or
they'd have been better off-ish.
Yeah.
Yeah. But in this case, it was a...
Name a time a coup's ever failed that wasn't supported by the statement if they had gone faster.
Yeah. Anyway, so again, this was a naked coup attempt.
Yeah.
And Rudy Giuliani didn't want to be the guy who got prosecuted for it.
So he said no to Trump.
He said no.
Yep. Well, he said that he didn't have the authority to do that.
Yeah.
This is when they brought in Barr. This is when Barr threatens to resign. This is when a bunch of things that didn't make a whole lot of sense happened.
Yep.
And so now if you hold some of these over some of that timeline,
yep,
you'll get some interesting peek through
yep
of potential.
And we're getting lots and lots of that.
Yeah.
So tens of thousands of documents.
Yep. So and we have between now and 2024 to do something with that.
Yep.
I'm guessing that time frame is actually shorter than that, but...
I'm wondering that if Trump is smart and says, look, let's let this all slide and I won't run again.
I don't know how you would enforce that deal.
The same and way I we did the business.
There are a bunch of folks in the Department of Justice
I
who
don't
will not settle for that.
I don't have any faith in that either.
No, so look for meetings between Schiff and Trump's people. I mean, that's who it would be between.
Yeah.
And he might well get that deal. Democrats are genuinely and rightly afraid to face him in 2024.
So you're
and of course, sorry.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say that the other problem, of course, is that there are folks who are trying to spread Trumpism to Canada. And... they even got some names here.
Right.
So, you have to understand, Canada's vaccination percentage is greater than 80%.
Yeah. Right?
So, this whole anti-vaccine mandate thing was just a joke. Right? This is the tinfoil hat. But they show up, they block traffic around Parliament Hill, they urinate on the National War Memorial. One of them danced on the Tomb of the Unknown.
Forced Hoosiers to evacuate his family.
And a number of them carried signs and flags with swastikas.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure they were very well received in Canada. So, anyway, they found little sympathy in a country that's more than 80% vaccinated. Lots of people were outraged by some of the behavior. Can you imagine somebody peeing on the Tomb of the Unknown?
Not without them getting their teeth in a take-home.
Yeah,
we got guards there that will murder your ass.
They will shoot you dead. And if they don't have real bullets, I'm personally fucking offended.
So, again, it's just, this is the standard disinformation and misinformation online.
Yeah.
Conspiracy theories about Mike.
And the lost and the damned.
The tinfoil hat, bro.
If 10% of your, 20% of your country, whatever... right, just tinfoil hat. That's not an accurate statement. Then all is lost.
So anyway, the organizers include, those who espouse the standard white supremacist views. They had raised millions for the cross-country freedom truck convoy against vaccine mandates. And it has support from former President Donald Trump and from Tesla billionaire Elon Musk.
No, fuck you!
Where did he grow up again?
Shit.
How interesting.
Yeah.
South Africa. For those that don't know.
As if I needed another reason, this is a reason I will never consider buying a Tesla.
No.
So.
Anyway, piss on that human if it were on fire.
Dude, I'd dance around it.
Yep, might even interfere with fire trucks.
So, no, the worst part about this isn't who's benefiting from this, right? You'd name two names there that are, but...
Yeah.
Right, the vast majority of those truckers aren't benefiting from either side of this, and that's why they were recruitable.
Yep.
Right, they've got a shit horrible job that's about to be taken over by robots, probably made out of Tesla facilities, as soon as they can make a not-garbage robot.
Yep. Oh, let's see, what else is going on? Well, we all know Right. You know, Texas is the heart and soul of trying to suppress the vote, right? So they're flagging some registered voters as non-citizens.
Yeah.
And they're refusing to explain why. Well, the short answer, why or how or what their decision criteria are, is you've got a bunch of people who are trying to thin the rolls of folks with Hispanic surnames. I guarantee it. Anyway, so the American Civil Liberties Union has sued them. And they've sued them for wrongly flagging registered voters as possible non-citizens without disclosing any criteria. So the lawsuit comes after a December report from the Texas Tribune outlining the state's previous and disastrous efforts to hunt for non-citizens in the voter rolls. The state flagged nearly 100,000 voters for citizenship checks and set them up for possible criminal investigation based on flawed data that did not account for immigrants who had gained citizenship. Let's see. Anyway, ultimately, the court forced the state to stop doing that nonsense, and the Secretary of State was forced to resign. So we'll see if we can do that again.
Sounds good.
Scores of citizens are being marked for review and possible removal from the rolls. Registers in some of the state's largest counties have found that a sizable number of voters labeled possible non-citizens filled out their voter registration cards at their naturalization ceremony.
Aww.
So, and in at least a few cases, they flagged voters who were born in the U.S. So, fairly typical Texas suppress the Latino vote.
Yeah.
So.
All right, tell me about Boomerang's About Damn Time. Give me some good news.
Oh, I love that. So anyway, a man threatened the University of California, Los Angeles with detailed potential violence against the prominent university. Hundreds of pages of his manifesto. Anyway, he was taken into custody Tuesday mornings, being held in Colorado on state charges.
Good.
Was arrested after a brief standoff with police in Boulder.
Yeah, don't mess with police in Boulder.
Yeah.
They don't give a fuck.
Federal charges may be pursued.
Good.
Don't know if he's got a lawyer, so there's no statement from him. After they reviewed the manifesto, they identified thousands of references to violence, you know, killing, death, murder, shootings, bombs, schoolyard massacre in Boulder. You know, phrases, burn and attack, etc., 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 etc. So.
Sounds like a charming gentleman.
Yep. The UCLA police tracked Harris. He's a former postdoctoral philosophy fellow at UCLA.
Him and the Aurora Shooter, man. Postdocs have it hard. So, back one
and
step.
Philosophy. Come on.
631,221 was the margin of determination for Texas as a state.
Okay.
So, strategically done, yeah, we're talking numbers that could matter.
That could matter.
Like, the presidential election was determined by 46,000 votes last time.
Yep.
So,
Texas out there just trying to scrub them rolls clean of anybody who's not a white nationalist.
Yep. Well, and rejecting the vote-by-mail request for a 92-year-old World War II vet. And
yep, just...
Right, 30% increase in rejection of vote by mail requests,
yep,
in a region of the country that has historically voted by mail.
Yeah. Nope, right, standard shit. No, and you got people saying, well, you should go to the polls armed, which is fine with me, because that's a felony.
Yep. Right?
So we just have a bunch of cops there, cuff you right up, stuff you in a van, process.
I don't see that happening anytime fucking soon.
Anyway.
So what is going on with our new segment? It's always Florida. What do you got for us?
Yeah, today? Well, this is still some honorary Florida people.
Oh, who is this?
So, not content with panicking about the teaching critical race theory, conservative parents throughout America have now been gripped by the fear that their schools are trying to accommodate students who dress in animal costumes. Pennsylvania, Maine, the Michigan, Iowa school boards have been invaded by parents with the allegations that educators are giving special treatment to furry students.
You don't even know if you're a furry in friggin' high school. Even if you like dressing up in like cosplay or something, like you don't wear it to school.
Yeah, I just.
This is ridiculous. You look at this and
you go, where do they find these maroons? So.
I think we need to rename this segment because unless it's always going to be about Florida with the occasional like Texas, Alabama, whatever thrown in, I think we need to find like a new title for it.
I want to know what the fuck furry story they're preparing us for.
This is just
like, nuts. Is this Eric Trump and there's a weird video or something? I don't goddamn know. But well, this is furries. How many times in the last?
I know.
Yeah, we've talked about it at least 4 times in the last week.
And so I don't know if like somebody got a kink of the month club or what. Just it's very odd. They're getting a center of gravity going against furries, and I don't know. Like maybe they have some sort of dark polling that tells them, right? That's the intersection of like, oh yeah, and fucking weird that America's going to decide. I think
it's a measurement of just how gullible their audience
is. Hold on. I got it. I know how to fix this.
Okay.
So when you find these schools, right, where these people are saying these crazy things at the school, what are they called? When they have the
PTA meetings
or whatever. So at the PTA meetings.
School board
meetings. All parents or non-parents, people who live in the town who are like okay with LGBTQ, all of you come in wearing furry suits, furs, I don't care what you got, put little cat ears on, little cat tail, fucking just all of you walk in and be like, we support the furries. Just fucking do it, man.
That being said, I do fully support the right of an adult, any adult, anywhere to slap any child that makes an animal sound at them and expects a response.
Yeah, this all started with a false claim that schools in Michigan were putting litter boxes.
Uh-huh. That's what I thought. This all seemed kind of... Man, Michigan's had a long winter.
Yeah, I know. This is just ridiculous. In York County, Pennsylvania, for instance, Facebook rumors swirled among conservative locals warning that furries could be in your child's classroom.
This is
Getting at your child and licking themselves.
They absolutely are. No,
they do understand that the human body cannot do that, right?
I mean, you can lick yourself.
Yeah, but I
not in any of the cool ways.
That's his name, speciality.
Everyone over whatever age goes, yeah, I could if I were that committed.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd enjoy it that much.
Yep.
This is fucking ridiculous.
Can we just
round these people up and just say that they're hope? We could put them in an old-fashioned insane asylum.
We have plenty of. I mean, pick any one of the 240 reasons.
We can call it political hysteria.
There you
into
go.
The asylum with them.
Yep. Oh, I'm gonna call it fur hysteria, and we're gonna make it weird because they've got furries on the brain. Which look, this is my thing.
We will treat them by having people dressed up in furry costumes, holding them down and drowning them, putting them in cold water, shocking them with electric shock therapy.
Treat them in a
lot of
ways.
Okay with it.
Standard mid 19th century treatment.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Heroic medicine, motherfuckers. It's coming back because y'all couldn't fucking not get a Z-Pack when you had the sniffles. Thanks, the humans.
So, anyway, China's trying very hard to hold the Olympics, the Winter Olympics in a
block. Who fucking cares about the Olympics?
I know. But they're getting higher COVID rates among the athletes and the officials.
They always do. Right.
Which makes sense because they've been out in the world and so forth, right? You got to train.
Russia, get me $100,000 in Bitcoin. And one of those jarhead McDonald's sandwiches without the horrible fish. And
well, I think we're going to find out that China's isolation methods and so on aren't going to work.
We need to call
it. Wait till the Winter Olympics start.
Sounds good.
We need a Cold War. I nominate Russia. They've got experience.
I know. And meanwhile, in Florida, it has stopped raining iguanas.
Good.
For the moment.
Yeah, I'm sure my family's quite happy about that.
Well, there's a big old storm coming that's going to bring super cold air. Maybe not far enough into Florida to get iguana rain going again. We'll see.
Sweet. All right. So, early to mid 1900s treatments for the mentally ill. One of the things that they used to like to do is Freudian therapeutic techniques, such as talking cure.
The talking cure.
Yeah.
Well, that's better than some of the other ones.
Right?
Oh, no. I started off light because I'm nice.
Yeah.
I just knew where we were going, so I just assumed that was...
Yeah.
So then we have electroshock, a.k.a. electroconvulsive therapy, also known as ECT, which is sadly still used today.
When does that get started?
By the time we get electricity vaguely controllable?
I think around the I think around the 1950s.
After we'd shocked 10 people that didn't explode.
I could not find a lot of solid dates. I looked at various different articles and stuff. This is another one of those things where I feel like I would literally have to go out and buy a book on 1900s, you know, mental
the transition from this.
Because they're ashamed of it, so they're not going to write about it.
Well, and it's the worst parts of, like, I mean, hell, we lost Pluto for a while, wasn't it? Because the guy cleaned his box while he was taking observations, and then, oops. Yeah, so, Uranus. Yeah.
This also this led to deep brain stimulation, also known as DBS. So the purpose of this electroshock therapy is that they would make you convulse, right?
Yeah.
And that was supposed to be good, and it like resets you, right? The electricity just shocks you into being reset,
and I can remember things. Reading things when I was young, you know, 13 to 17, that suggested that for some disorders, it electroconvulsive therapy was helpful. So,
no, therein lies the problem. The bigger problem here, and this is what we're going to find as we like go through, because really, this all ends at deinstitutionalization. This is the institutionalization part.
Yeah.
We came up with a bunch of stuff that worked for a bunch of not really well-explained reasons, or they worked for this patient and this doctor.
And we tried them on everybody.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Lobotomy.
So.
Oh, good. Lobotomies were always great.
Mm-hmm.
But
so
again,
like
worked
early 19,
for a portion.
1900s.
Yep.
Insulin coma therapy. So they would put you into an insulin coma for 1 to 4 hours daily for months. Most patients receive 50 to 60 treatments of this.
Yep.
So daily,
for two
they
months.
Would put you, or more, depending. I don't know, how crazy are you? But again, this was supposed to reset the brain and putting you into this.
I think this was largely supposed to be sort of aversion therapy, but yeah.
Well, or electroconvulsive therapy without the electricity.
Well, what you have to remember is that a lot of it was with the intent to restart, like when they used to drown people, right? The drowning when resuscitating you.
I'm sure they soft science their ass to a lot of things.
Yeah. No, but this was a lot of what was talked about amongst the community. We'll get there.
Again, when you've got no science to go on, you get bullshit.
And are generating none. You can't take an accurate read.
So a precursor to electroshock therapy was metrazole therapy, which induced seizures strong enough to, you've heard the term backbreaking?
Yeah.
That's where this came from.
Okay.
It would literally break people's backs.
How did they induce seizures?
Metrazole.
Metrazole is a drug.
I'm assuming.
Okay.
This was when drugs started to come out for treatment in the early 1900s.
Okay.
This was one of the things they used. And then they found electroshock therapy and they're like, hey, they don't break their backs when we do this.
Yeah.
Let's do this instead. Yeah.
So sounds like metrazole is a neurotoxin of some sort.
They still were doing blistering, purging, causing people to vomit, bleeding. Isolation was still big, so they'd put you in these isolation chambers.
Where you were sure to get better.
Funny story. So straitjackets were used but more often on women than on men.
Yeah.
They just toss you in. If you're a woman, they just toss you in a straitjacket, good to go.
Yeah.
This one guy came up with a brilliant idea where he thought that if you had, like, rotting teeth, right, that was infecting you and causing you to be crazy, right?
So they pulled all your teeth.
Pull the rotting teeth.
Yep.
And then that also led to tonsils, because it would, of course, drip down your throat. So it led to him removing tonsils, parts of your stomach, small intestines,
all right,
appendixes, bladders, thyroid glands. Just, you know, if it was in there, they just pull it out.
Hey, Brad, what's this? Take it out.
Particularly parts of the colon.
Interesting.
Which led to
sticking balls in humans at this point, too.
Yeah.
But this obviously led to a lot of deaths, because in the early 1900s, there was no such thing as sterilization. So you were most likely to die.
There was barely fuck off science.
Well, and if you have a piece of your small intestine removed back in the day, like, there's no tube feeding you. You're fucking dumb. Like,
yeah, unless you're that one patient of that one doctor, like, who had bits of food in, like, on strings, dipping them in the human to see
what would happen.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like, they were talking about it. The patient was not running away and escaping.
Yeah.
We're going to count that as a win for the time. The medical community learned a lot.
Malaria
didn't break their back.
And this was popular in the 1800s as well, right, but this was still a thing. Malaria was given to patients to cause fever, because it was thought that the fever, again, would reset your brain. Right.
Right.
And in 1927, Wagner Schreger?
Why don't we just call him Jurgar?
Won a Nobel Prize for this treatment, which killed 15% of his patients.
Good job, Dr. McJerkoff.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
That's fun. Psychiatric medications included opium and morphine.
That's what we had.
At least makes people
toxic mercury.
Yeah, that's the
barbiturates. And then
at least this was vaguely done near doctors. You could just get mercury and drink it.
Yeah,
like the homeopaths of the time were telling people ounces of mercury.
And then chloral hydrate, which we also I think discussed the other day, which caused psychotic episodes. So this would actually induce a psychotic episode, which I think
thereby resetting your
again would reset your brain. Yeah. Hydroshock therapy.
This is what I'm saying. It's all aversion therapy.
So they would lock people in steam cabinets. So you'd be sitting with your head out and you'd be locked in, and it was locked from the outside.
Yep.
Yeah.
And you were just sitting in a steam cabinet.
Baking.
Until you died.
Yeah.
Well, until they thought that maybe you were
or you died. Yeah, whichever happened first. Yeah.
They would wrap them up like mummies and drop them in ice baths.
Yep.
They would put you in showers, which could be either ice showers or warm showers. If it was a warm shower, they would then coercively, you know, spray you with cold water from time to time to give you that shock to try to
reset you.
Yeah, they were all about the resetting.
That's what they had to work with.
1900s. That was their thing.
In an absence of hallucinogenics.
Yeah.
You could wonder why. They must have seen something that made people think you could reset people.
This is the ones that aren't that crazy, and it's aversion therapy, straight and simple.
Don't do this.
They become the good little quiet ones in the little rooms.
Because that's the only way to get out, is to give them the answer, respond to them, do the things they want you to do. Otherwise, another round of the treatment for you.
Yep.
Now, you have to remember, a lot of this also came from the fact that, like we said, we read the list the other day, they were throwing people into insane asylums for various amounts of reasons. And in the late 1800s, early 1900s, as I said several nights ago, they were starting to take people from nursing homes and putting them into asylums. So asylums are already overwhelmed. Now they got all these old people added on to all the other people that they have to deal with.
You just keep them medicated.
And so the amount of people you had was just greater and greater and greater.
Yeah.
So, you know, these sedatives and stuff were great. And putting people also, in comas, you didn't have to worry about that patient for a good 4 hours.
It also increases the benefit of the horrible treatments for when someone acts out against staff.
Yeah.
That, no, well, then I'll fucking show you. Doesn't matter how crazy you are. This horrible thing happens.
Right.
And everyone else on that floor who saw the bad thing doesn't want to do that. Right. At least everyone who can, like, process that chain of thought.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And, oops, we don't know who that is anymore. Good luck, everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So we're seeing this increasing interest, right, in trying to find new and various ways of how to fix the monkeys while putting them into more and more of them in these confined places, which are meant for
a very narrow band of the humans.
Right, 250 people, right? We discussed this, Kirk Brass plan.
Yeah, but with specific problems.
And then now you have 500, 600, 700, 800 patients, and you have to keep them all under control. You have to pretend you're doing something to help them.
I think that part's iffy back then, but you were warehousing them. They weren't on the... Who's showing up at an insane asylum to be like, hey, fuckers, yeah, what? There's one Nelly Bly. I'm not that worried. I'm just saying, we go back to the 18 whenevers. We're running one of these diabolical facilities.
Yeah.
There's no one checking. The guy that had his wife in because she was bitchy about who fucking cares.
Right.
She had political ovaries, or I don't know. Bring the list.
Whatever
it was. Yeah. One
she has womanly troubles, or she's a troublesome woman, whatever. Write it down, Barnabas. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, no, this is where we go from smoldering, like, thing to open fire.
Yeah.
That's going to, like, build till the 60s or 70s when we finally said, it's not the fucking state's problem, man. Until your crazy relative, like, drops a body, we don't care.
Well, but you also started to see in, like, the mid-1900s, the good drugs, right? That actually did something. So, we had...
Good job, Nazi doctors.
We had...
For anything that wasn't thalidomide.
Of course I didn't write it down. But yeah, it was Thorazine or something like that.
Yeah.
And
Thorazine
that led,
would be a good one. Yeah.
And that was like the first one that they're like, oh, this actually kind of works. Like, this could be good. Let's fuck with this. And then that's where you got
it
your
works
modern
for some people
day...
And good chemical restraints on others.
Yeah, you get that. And that led to our modern day, like, Zoloft and all your antidepressants, all your antipsychotics that we have now, anti-anxiety meds and stuff.
Yep.
So that's what led to... To all these.
Right. This is the beginning of the psychotropic side of the house versus the psychedelic side of the house.
Yeah.
That I know, but I could stage a more active intervention if you were tripping balls than fucking zoned down on Thorazine or lithium.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, lithium was popular, I believe, in the mid-1900s.
Oh, yeah. Lithium's going to be good whenever you can, like, get a good source to extract it. Hell, we're going to find out the places that were near the naturally occurring lithium springs had a higher success rate. Because no goddamn shit. The kids who needed lithium, they got some. The kids who didn't, they didn't care so much.
You know what thinking about lithium reminds me of? Have you ever watched First Wives Club? There's a scene where it's near the beginning where this group of girlfriends are getting back together, right? And they're all, like, middle-aged and going through divorces, and one of their friends killed herself because she was just done with it. So they all get together after the funeral to have lunch, and one of the women who's been in therapy for years and years and years, she's like, oh, I'm just good. And she's not. Like, she's really nervous person, and she's really not... She's not good at standing up for herself, low self-esteem, but she's talking to her friends and she's like, yeah, no, everything's just great. And my daughter's lesbian and lesbians are awesome right now. And her friends look at her and are like, oh, you're just genuinely happy, lithium. I just, every time it makes me laugh when I think of lithium.
Oh.
If you haven't seen First Wives Club, trust me, it's a hoot.
Yeah,
it's good things.
No, lithium is wretched. Don't be on lithium, the internet.
It's got Bette Midler and I had her name a second ago, but anyway. No, my brain was like, Bette Midler, that's the best. But it's also got Goldie Hawn. Is it Goldie Hawn?
Who knows?
One of them. But anyway, yeah. she's amazing, phenomenal. It's a great movie. It's got like a lot of really big people in it, so
okay.
You should see it. If you haven't.
Don't let her oppress you, the internet. She's not your movie supervisor. Let me oppress you. Like, comment, subscribe, sign up for the Patreon, give my dead ass cat some money. He needs money where he's going. He needs to pay some bribes.
Yeah,
we have a new name for the airship.
Yeah, sure. I'm down.
The Yacht Barnabas.
Okay.
Right?
That's what it'll say on the side. The Yacht Barnabas.
Barnabas called Yacht. Yeah, whatever, internet. Just think of some shit that makes you cry. Type in your Babbledy numbers.
We'll paint it yellow. We'll put some ears on.
Yeah, sure.
Yellow, orange.
Whatever.
Whatever that color is.
Sure.
Wait a minute. You'll have a picture. You can decide
what. First strike cyan. I don't care.
Oh.
No, I think.
We need the money so I can finish building my half of the device on this side of the world.
No, and it's something existence. I've been struggling with, but I think at least for
this
the time.
Side of the veil.
Yeah, no, I thought about it right after I pivoted away. Yeah.
I think at least for the time being, we are going to keep that first tier, the Path of the Barnabas. So
yeah.
I see no reason to change it.
No,
so.
Of course not.
Obviously,
until we find his reincarnation, and then we have a new name, and then
internet, I need money to deal with them being things about my cat.
Yeah. Lithium.
Yeah. No, I.
Lithium's expensive, and quite obviously, they both goddamn need some.
Yeah.
That would make me, I think, ecstatically happy. I've never tried lithium.
It's horrible. No, there's no enjoyment to it.
Oh.
It's like being wrapped in a wool blanket.
Ooh, no, I don't like being wrapped in things.
Yeah, I know.
Nope.
No, that's why.
Never mind. I take it back.
Yeah.
I don't want to.
Maybe, like, for the people it works for, maybe it is, like, genuine happiness. I don't know. But
anyway, so we love you all. Short show for you tonight.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Good night,
all right. And we'll see you back here tomorrow night where we are going to get into the meat of deinstitutionalization. Fuck, I remembered it.
Right.
Try and shoot less of each other tomorrow.
Yeah, please don't shoot people. Don't
like
do that.
The fuck, guys?
Don't hurt people. Like, yeah. Like annoy people who are bad. Like, that's fine.
That's
be
fine.
Shitty to people who are bad. That's fine, too. Don't fucking hurt them physically because, first of all, they're not going to learn anything. Second of all, you're not going to feel good about it later, no matter how much you think you might. And third of all, like, it's not worth going to jail over these fuckers. So
true goddamn
story. Be good to each other, okay?
And meanwhile, there are a bunch of women who are trolling the alpha males on TikTok.
Ha! So, love it.
Yeah, they're doing all kinds of toxic femininity. Only
yeah. Like, I don't know, you know.
I don't know. Holding a mirror.
I was attracted to him by his hair. And you know how when men get older, their hairline recedes. And it's, you know, it's just, you know, if you want to keep me, gonna have to keep your hair.
That's beautiful.
I just love it.
All right, so we love you all. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, tell your friends, tell your family, tell I don't care whoever. I don't care if you hate them. Like,
you
tell
can
us.
Sign strangers up.
Yeah, just do it. Just do it. They'll love it. They'll thank
you. Are
you
in a coffee shop? Did someone just go to the bathroom and leave their laptop around? Don't steal their laptop. Instead, sign them up.
Search for Boomerex tonight and hit subscribe. Don't forget to hit a heart and a follow button. Leave us a comment. Good. Do you love us? Do you hate us? Don't care. And we'll see you all back here tomorrow night on Boomerex tonight.